Farrell again.
That's right, I Farrell again. Well, actually got to say for the first time, because the first time I'm interviewing him down by the riverside. So let me say good morning and welcome to I Farrell. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, hola, Barbados. Morning, everybody. How you doing, Cash?
Man, listen.
Cashing it. Ka-ching, ka-ching,
ka-ching. I like that. Cashing. Yes, man. Listen, your voice is one that is recognized by generations. And it's not calling you old, it's calling you experienced.
And yeah, I've been around the block a couple of times.
a few grays up there, huh?
There's reflection in the gray up here.
There you go. But, you know, what has been constant is the delivery of your work, the delivery of your pieces, and your attempt and successful attempts to get that message across. I got to say, whether you want to hear the message or not, you sending the message.
I try over the years, either celebratory or in the busman, or, you know, in terms of consciousness and raising level of awareness around issues. Basically the work is about trying to start conversations and you know what I mean. I'm not in this particular track really trying to bring solution. I am raising the issue, and I am allowing, hopefully, that there's some conversations around it, because it's an important issue, a real issue, one that threatens, you know what I mean, our social living, you know. So that's important, and I'm still trying to write a poem here, despite I'm using the elements of, I am very much involved with rhythm and music, and I'm trying also to call on some of those oral traditions within the work, you know. So yeah.
Mm. Now, you know, the piece is timely, but and you say you're trying to start a conversation, but it seems like deja vu. It's a conversation that we've risen so, you know, like, let me talk about this here. And I'm pretty sure if you go and you find the footage, you can find people raising this conversation, but it seems to be coming up again and again.
It's like Nelson, my brother. We had the conversation, and we continue to have the conversation, and we will have more conversation. Conversation is good, I guess. Conversation at least puts you at the door. So it's just a matter of the door opening. It's just a matter of, you know what I mean, the microphone being on, the rock being around Nelson and pulling him down, you know? So we had a conversation, so... the piece has been wrong for a little bit. I have performed this piece already live. I have done it with Miles Robertson years ago in something called Night to the Grail. But like you said, the whole thing of violence and gun violence in particular is something that has been a constant in the diet for some time now, so the piece is still relevant and still very much on top of this game. I don't think enough people have heard it, and therefore during the lockdown, as I was trying to think about what I do and how I do what I do, I realized that performance poetry, rhythm poetry, dub poetry, whatever you want to call it, I have not been as consistent as I would love to be. I have much ammunition, but I have not been recording. I remember years ago having a chat with Kwame Tori, you know, the late Stokely Carmichael, and one of the things he said to me, young man, you know, may I love your work, you should continue creating and using your work as a cultural weapon. And that has always stuck with me in terms of the power of the word. mm-hmm. and the power of the word, you know.
Let's talk about the vehicle to carry the word, because I mean, yes, there's the performance, the performance poetry, but then the rhythm behind it, the sounds behind it. How do you go about choosing that sound? I see you've worked now with James D-Level.
Yeah, I've worked with a couple of producers, music producers over the years, but James is a little genius. And
that's putting it mildly, man. Man's a ridiculous genius.
Genius, extraordinary.
Yeah.
I enjoyed working with him. I remember the last track I did. The one with the real Mr. Farrell, Please Stand Up, which is on his album, which I still feel did not get a lot of rotation and play. Mm. But outside of that. I know I was by him doing something. He said, go in the studio and drop something on this record. But what I like about James is his production work, the kind of energy he puts into it. And, you know what I mean? He is relentless in terms of getting the best out of you. Mm-hmm. And I like that in him as a producer. We've been working on the rhythm. I just left that to him. And I gave him some suggestions of what I'm hearing, what I might like. He might run with it, or he might bring something to me, and I say, oh, yo, that's the bomb. I will work with that. And sometimes we mix it up, you know. I am looking forward to the next track that we're working on, which is going to be a really lovely track. But I must also... welcome and also a shout out the extension to the team, which is DJ Hurricane, mm-hmm. looking after most of the promotion and marketing. Because as an artist, I am a creator. I create, and this is something I guess I've been suffering from all my life. Mm-hmm. I create, and then I try to market and sell, and I'm bad at that. I am no marketer. I am just a creator, brother. Mm. So the thing is to have that team around you, and this is one thing I'm learning from the youth, is to have that team. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
that's a discussion that we actually been having. I believe it was I want to say Ronnie Morris. I don't want to call it Ronnie, but I think it's Ronnie. We were talking about actually having the right people around you. When, as you said, you know, you are a brilliant poet, but knowing your strengths, knowing, you know, hey, let me turn to Hurricane to make sure she could do the marketing. Let me turn to this person to make sure that they do something else for me. You know, and getting a team behind you. So is this now for you? You think? Your way forward, pulling this team together and putting this material out to make it more marketable to the public.
Yeah, well, I have no choice now, Catchy. As you stated in the early when we started, you know, I'm at that stage, you know, where, you know, if I'm going to continue in this business, I could as well go for the whole hog and make sure that I do it properly. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes no sense now just trying to do something and do everything yourself and da-da-da. Mm-hmm. So... the team is critical, and I've acknowledged that, and I am pretty happy with the work that has been done, and I look forward to continuing that work.
Now, going down a different line, obviously there's no Crop Over Festival, and so there's not as much music out there. It's so timely that a question that I posted on our social media, should other genres of locally produced music be included in the festival? Now, you know, you get a huge cry from the masses saying, no, it's all about soca music, it's all about that. But then we look at the other elements of Crop Over, which very often the cultural elements are produced earlier in the season. And then by the time July really swing around, we get deep into the month of July, it's all soca, all parties, all fets. One of the things that I really used to enjoy going to when I had the time when I'm not working is the Crop Over reading. You know, but that's the only thing that's features spoken word. Do you see the need to involve more, not just spoken word, but other genres, other elements in the festival, and not just one day or one weekend, but throughout?
I kind of ambivalent about a number of things as it relates to Crop Over. I've been listening to a lot of the conversations. And yes, I think that Crop Over should be more than just soca music on Kaiso.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that. How we integrate other aspects of the culture, which we already do mm-hmm. in the festival, and how we widen those to add other genres and other aspects of culture, could only add value to the festival. Let me put it that way. But outside of the festival, there must be other opportunities. I think that is where I might have some issues. Not just so crop over, but outside of crop over, because crop over is really only six weeks. I think going into the climax.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can have stuff leading up, other cultural things leading up, and some things will happen within the 6 weeks, but I don't think everything can happen in the crop over.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to have other things happening outside of that crop over period. The other issue that I've been listening to is the whole thing about competition as it relates to crop over. There's some people who say that competition is bad. I don't know. It's, to me, it's like throwing out the baby with the bathwater.
Mm.
Competition, to my mind, is central to our culture in terms of that particular art form.
Mm-hmm.
It's about culture. Even if you don't have that competition, there will still be competition because life is about competition. You understand what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So outside of that official or that competitive aspect of the thing, if you take that away, you can still have competition. And we are liking it to the wider world. We are saying, oh, the big America and Europe and you know, I mean, those other jurisdictions, they don't do competition. I beg to differ. If you look at it right now in the world, you are having things like America Got Talent. We are having the Vogue. We have these are competitions
mm-hmm.
in popular culture, and we ourselves here we are trying to get on that bandwagon.
Yeah, I'm doing the
same
thing.
Why is it that we have to get on other people's bandwagons? Let's develop our own satellite things and export it to the world. So if we do competition, we do competition and we do it well. And in that particular aspect of the art, which is Kaiso.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's my feeling on it. I am neither here nor there. I am just one of those guys that how the road road bends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't work with it. I'm at this age where I am not really trying to straighten out the Ben road. I left that to the youths right now.
But you know what?
During my time, I tried to straighten out Ben road. And in some cases, I had some success. And in some cases, I wasn't that successful. So I continue to walk.
Mm-hmm.
I continue to practice. I continue to do what I have to do. And therefore, I know when it's time to pass that baton for some of that revolutionary stuff to happen.
Waha.
I will still remain there.
I'm glad you mentioned passing the baton, though.
As a consultant, don't mind. Once you realize that you ain't just blowing this hole up as the first person, that I was blowing this hole up before you was blowing it up. Just remember that.
Remember, I barrel. Yeah, but
that you on my shoulders, man.
Mm.
Just make sure that I can breathe too.
Mm-hmm.
I can breathe as well
once
you're on my neck.
You can survive. is there a significant enough size troop behind you? Or are there enough out there to carry on this tradition? I know there are a few names we could call off the top of our heads, but I think we need things to grow. Do you see your art form growing to your satisfaction?
Well, the thing about rhythm poetry, as we call it in Barbados, or poetry as is referred to in other jurisdictions, there are still a number of practitioners who are involved in this thing of music and poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that will change. What has happened is that we have other hybrids that have developed. For example, spoken word is a great example of that. It is now, it is current. It is about word and word song. It is about that kind of expression. Not necessarily the idea of rhythm and music. Mm-hmm. So that is growing, and that will continue to grow. Mm-hmm. As well as people who do what I do, there are still a number of practitioners around. I mean, locally, we still have Aja, who is producing. We have lost Foster, we've lost Ricky Paris, again, two other exponents of the rhythm poetry. But I think there's still room for that growth. Mm-hmm. For me, one of the limiting aspects of it is the fact that in the past, I was kind of felt kind of stifled because I didn't feel that the music or the work was reaching the people as it should, using the vehicle of the radio, for example. Mm-hmm. What I have discovered now is that with the internet, those possibilities are open
continue
now.
To grow.
And we are hoping that the radio stations also allow us a little bit more looking to the thing. And so, I strongly believe that once something is played,
the people will,
if you hold indeed. It back and you don't give it, then they can't say yes or no.
But I tell you what, Ifaro, we got this track here. And, you know, it is something already in our WhatsApp. We've seen responses from different areas in the world. But this is a conversation. I know that we have to continue another time because time right now is fighting against us.
Yes, thanks beautiful, Kashi.
Thanks for leaving this track with us.
I really enjoyed it. Good start to the morning.
Mm-hmm. And I know, indeed, we will continue this conversation because there's a lot more that you and I have to talk about. Yep.
Yes, respect.
All right. Ifaro, in the morning time, I cry. Thank you very much for that.